All right, you know what time it is. It is time to figure out where the heck the button is. That's what time it is. Oh, here we are, right here. It's time for Ask Dr. Link. Our relationship expert, Dr. Link, is in. What's wrong with you? You look depressed.
I am depressed.
Why are you depressed?
It's been a week since I've helped anybody, and I'm hurt.
Okay.
I'm breaking out in a rash.
All right. That's why you're here.
I want to help.
I know.
That's all I want to do.
I know you do. I know you do, sweetie. I know.
It's been a week.
You can email us, askrobbie@ktwb.com, or for all your relationship or romantic questions, 336-1019. Dr. Link is in the house, and apparently he is quite the emotional wreck.
I am.
And it's coming up. Rodney Atkins on Big Country 92.5 KTWB. It's time for Ask Dr. Link each and every Monday night. Dr. Link, our relationship expert, is in studio from 9 to 10 p.m. taking your phone calls at 336-1019 and taking emails at askrobbie@ktwb.com. Are you ready to help some people?
I feel better already knowing I'm going to help.
And that's the most important part. As long as you feel good, we all feel good.
Exactly.
Here we go. Dr. Link, Troy from Sioux Falls writes in, "My girlfriend and I have a wonderful love life, but sometimes I catch myself thinking of other women while we're in the act. And the latest fantasy took the cake. For some reason, I thought of my third grade teacher. I used to have the biggest crush on her, but I'm 36 now, so it seems really weird. And it doesn't mean I'm not attracted to my girlfriend, I swear. Please tell me I'm not the only one who fantasizes about random people like that."
You are the only one in the history of the world.
Don't tell this
you
poor kid that.
You have problems and you... Oh, no.
Don't tell this poor kid that.
Oh, okay. No, you're not the only one. You may be the only one that can remember your third grade teacher when you're 36. And I went to a Catholic school, so I don't want to remember that.
Who was the last person you fantasized about?
You, Robbie.
Okay. This took a very violent shove and uncomfortable. Lady Antebellum, I'm on Big Country 92.5 KTWB. I'm Robbie Owens. With me is Dr. Link. As always, from 9 to 10 p.m. on Monday nights, we do Ask Dr. Link, answering all your relationship and romantic questions. Dr. Link, you having a good night tonight?
Wonderful night.
All right. We're going to do a little role reversal here.
I didn't sign up for that.
I found a survey of the less traditional signs you're in a good relationship. Now, I want you to think about your beautiful wife. Think about how wonderful she is.
And that won't take long.
And we're going to keep tally here.
Yes.
There's five things on this list of less traditional signs you're in a good relationship. Are you ready?
Can name that tune in three notes.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Number one, you agree on movies.
No.
Okay.
No, we don't.
That is a bad start. That is a really bad start. Number two, you have three mutual friends, meaning you each have an independent friendship with three of the same people.
Well, she's new to South Dakota, so my friends are her friends. She doesn't really know anybody else, so I got to say yes.
Yeah. All right, one for two. Yeah, yeah. You kiss each other five times a day.
A week? We a busy schedule, so probably not.
That's an unacceptable answer.
Oh.
You go on a date once a month, regardless of how long you've been together. And I'll actually accept the date in, where you sit there and watch movies and cuddle on the couch or wherever.
Well, does it have to be a date with each other?
Yes. A date with each other.
Because if not, then, we're fine.
So, no.
Yes. I would say yes.
This bell's not working.
Yeah,
here we go.
Okay.
And last but not least.
This is a deal breaker
here.
A lot of pressure here.
You don't get into too many fights over drinking, making a mess, or spending money.
We don't get into a lot of fights about anything.
At all?
No. Mm-mm.
Three out of five. You are a relationship expert.
I am.
92.5
KTWB.
Joe Nichols on Big Country 92.5 KTWB. Dr. Link is in studio right now taking your calls 336-1019 for all your relationship and romantic questions. We're also taking emails 336. That's not right. That's not our email address. Ask Robbie at KTWB.com. Right, helps more people?
I am.
Dr. Link, Taylor from Sioux Falls writes in, I went on a date this weekend with a woman that I really like, but it was the most expensive date I've ever been on. First, I took her to an expensive steakhouse. The bill was $160, including tip.
Wow.
Then we went to the movies, which was another $30. Out for some drinks after, another $30. And then we were on our way home. Or were we? We got to the car, and my car was booted. Apparently, I parked in a spot I wasn't supposed to. Oh, that was another $135 fine. How do I get her or trick her into paying for the next date?
I love the phrase, how do I trick her into paying for the next date? You don't have to trick her into paying for the next date. Just have her come over and grill out or order a pizza and stay in. That's my best advice. Stay in.
I think he probably should have aimed for a girl he sort of liked. He could have saved himself about $400 that night.
Or what you really could do is find a certain girl and just pay her $100 for a couple hours and save yourself all kinds of money.
Luke Bryan on Big Country 92.5 KTWB. It's the Robbie Owens Show with Dr. Link in studio. Dr. Link, I am what you call a romantic.
Oh, let me check the time. It's 9:39 and must be story time by Robbie. Once upon a time.
And let's say for this argument's sake that I try hard when it comes to relationships.
9:40 and it's story time. And the story continues.
But I've heard that there are some guys, not like me, who try too hard in relationships.
You can try too hard. Okay. You can.
Good.
Yes. You, shower her with gifts. See, women would say that's great. No, don't shower her with gifts. You spent all your free time with her. You should have, and she should have, free time from each other. You forgive all her mistakes too easily. Oh, baby, it's okay. It's all right. You didn't mean to. You didn't know he was my cousin.
Call her out on her crap. Call her out on it.
Yeah, call her out.
You get this.
His candy gram, you're playing it all the time. Call her out.
Candy gram. This isn't the shark at the door. Saturday Night Live.
You tell her you love her too soon and too often.
Kiss of death.
Kiss of death. Wait till the fifth wedding anniversary before you say I love her.
You're in Big Country, 92.5 KTWB.
Jake Owen on Big Country, 92.5 KTWB. Time for Dr. Link to help some more people. Email askrobbie@ktwb.com or you can call us at 336-1019. Dr. Link, you ready to help some more people?
I am. I'm a giver.
All right. Dr. Link, an email from Jessie in Brandon. She writes, the other day my husband asked me why I don't wear any perfume. I said, perfume's for old ladies and I prefer scented lotion. Then he said, scented lotion isn't strong enough and that my natural smell is a little musky. Was my husband being a jerk? Should I wear perfume to make him happy, even though I hate it?
Well, he wasn't being real polite, I'll say that. But, if he likes perfume, there's nothing wrong with putting a little dab behind the ears, a little on your wrist, a little behind your knee.
Okay. He said she stunk.
I know.
What kind of husbands? There's got to be subtle ways to say that you don't stink. Look, I've been to stores in the mall that sell like many different perfume smelling lotions.
Yeah, what do you want me to say? Yes, he was being a jerk. You stink. Hey, but where's my dinner?
An extra shower? I don't know.
What he gave you, a loofah? Maybe that was a hint.
So is he wrong? Is he wrong to ask her to wear perfume even though she hates it?
Well, she should, if he asked in a nice way, there's nothing wrong. You should do something for your spouse.
But he asked in this way.
Yeah, well, I think your husband needs to write in because he's the one that needs help.
Big Country 92.5 KTWB. Dr. Link, we've got one more very important email to get to. Are you ready?
Oh, yes, I am.
Let's try and end on a high note here.
Okay.
Dr. Link, Tina from T writes in, I've gone on 3 dates with a guy I like, and we've made out, but it's never gone further than that. Oh, that's sad.
Oh,
lately,
sorry, Tina.
Lately, our texting has gotten a little more flirtatious and suggestive, but when it starts getting too sexy, I put a stop to it. Aw, Tina.
Tina.
Now, we're not officially boyfriend and girlfriend, and until we are, there will be no sexting for him. It's not that I'm never going to sext him, but he has to earn it first. Am I being prudish or am I being smart?
Yes, after the long commitment of 3 dates, you're being very prudish. What is wrong with you, Tina and T?
You should be broadening your horizon. Yes. You should be sexting all day long.
All the time.
All day long.
The rule is 3 dates, start sexting. It's in the bylaws. We know it. You know it. Start following the rules. Tina and T. Jeez. He has to earn sexting.
Yeah.
How do you, is that like a merit badge in Boy Scouts? How do you, I can start a campfire or I can sext. Which merit badge do I want, Mom?
Check out this patch I got with a cell phone on it. Yeah. It's from sexting after 3 dates.
Yes. That qualifies me for an Eagle Scout.
KTWB is now Big Country 92.5.